So I think many of the viewers and partners of the forum would really like to know how you see the coming months in Israel and the world when it comes to the pandemic. When it comes to vaccination, I think you know vaccinated more than 70% of your people above 60 years old. I don't think anyone can then show the same kind of results. So please share with us, because you are also still in a lockdown situation, and the next steps. Prime Minister, floor is yours, and welcome.
Thank you. It's good to be with you, Brenda, and with your audience. We have vaccinated 82% of our above 60, and it's not enough. We have to vaccinate, get them at least to 95%, which was a big task, but that's about the residual of those who really oppose vaccines. It's about 5%, so we should be able to, and I intend to get it up there further. If you ask what's the challenge, we're in an arms race, except it's not an arms race. It's a race between vaccination and mutation. The mutations, especially the British mutation, but there'll be more mutations. There are more mutations. There'll be more mutations in the future. Means that we have to race as fast as we can to vaccinate the first the risk groups in the population, and then everyone else, in order to give immunity, and then probably expect the companies that are producing the vaccines at this point to modify their vaccines to accommodate the mutations that they don't cover now as they develop. And then we'll have to purchase them. That's going to be our life for the coming years.